is a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from 92.9 WBPN.
Since Van Morrison came onto the American charts in July of 1965, he's released 29 studio albums, 3 best-of collections, 4 live records, and a host of projects with people who he admires and supports. Here are a few of the people who admire him. Bono from U2.
One of the reasons we wanted Van Morrison on the Amnesty International tour was because he was a soul singer. And I thought, you know, a man who can sing like that could melt the hardest of hearts. I think that's where the revolution must always begin, in your heart.
Robbie Robertson.
I've always liked Van stuff, and we've been friends for many, many years. So he's just one of those people. He's just a real item. And he makes these records, and I'll be listening to it, and I'll think, oh, my God, nobody can do this. This is the real item, that's all. These other people are pretending. This guy isn't, you know, isn't faking a moment.
Patty Maloney of the Chieftains.
Van is a wonderful person, you know, and for me, always a pleasant experience. He's a different character, quite a genius. Did a concert with him there in October in Spain, and with this wonderful band that he's got, 17-piece band, and it just makes the hair, you know what I mean, the back of your neck stand up. It was just magic.
Van Morrison's most recent effort, The Healing Game, is steeped in the qualities that make him so endearing. It's soulful, playful, moving, jazzy, spiritual, and beautiful.
I've spent too much of my life in the studio, so I'm trying to get back to the, you know, the original days when it was fun going in the studio, because you only did it, you know, once, one or two takes, because that's, you know, there wasn't any budgets and there wasn't any more. That was just it, and it was all done live. So that's the way I started out recording, and that's the way I like it. To me, that's, you know, makes sense, because it's close to performing as possible. And plus, you know, plus it stays interesting. So this is more like the, you know, it's the spontaneous jazz approach, you know, to recording.
I'm Dan Neer. Welcome to Media America Radio's 2-part presentation of Van Morrison. Up close.
Oh, the mud splattered victims have to tread all along the ancient highway, torn between half truth and victimization, fighting back with counterattacks. It's when the drums go riding, when the rope goes gliding, when the rope goes riding, riding on in. Flabbergasted by the headlines. People in glass houses throwing stones. Gaping wounds that will never heal. Now they're moaning like a dog in a manger. It's when the rope goes riding, and then rope goes gliding. Don't believe nobody hiding, and that rope goes riding on in.
Mm-hmm.
from Van Morrison's The Healing Game CD. That was Rough God Goes Riding.
It's just stripping away the illusion, and you know, there aren't really any heroes, you know? I mean, you're born and you live and you die, but really, you know, there's, you know, the illusion of being, there being heroes or, you know, demigods or whatever, you know. Basically, it's just saying, well, everybody's human and, you know.
The title song of The Healing Game was the beginning of the inspiration that would come Van Morrison's way this time around.
Well, that was the first song you said that I'd written, and it came out of that. You know, the idea came out of that song, and I had the title, you know, way before, you know, I wrote the rest of the songs. I had the title in mind already. Oh, with structure, it's very simple. It's just basically that, you know, it's the old 50s chord progression, and that, you know, basically that chord progression runs through most of the material on the record, which also ties into that, you know, that Healing Game song. So it all came off that one song, basically, you know, the idea. And it just basically comes from, like, you know, that old doo-wop chord sequence and, you know, early ballad 50s song sequence. It's all based on that.
Here I am again, back on the corner again, back where I belong, where I've always been. Everything the same, it'll never change. I'm back on the corner again. Your little healing game down those ancient streets, down those ancient roads, where nobody knows, where nobody goes. I'm back on a corner game, where I've always been, never been away from the healing game, where the choir boys sing,
where the choir boys sing,
where I've always been,
where I've always been.
Sing a song of soul,
sing a song of soul.
Baby, don't you know,
don't you know, don't you know,
we can let it roll,
we can let it roll,
on a saxophone,
on the saxophone,
Backstreet Jelly Roll,
Backstreet Jelly Roll.
In the healing game. Sing a song to praise about the golden days in the healing game. Sing it out loud,
sing it out loud,
sing it in your name,
sing it in your name,
sing it like you're proud,
sing it like you're proud,
sing the healing game. Sing it in your name,
sing it in your name,
sing it like you're proud,
sing it like you're proud,
sing the healing game. Sing the healing game, sing the healing game, sing the healing game.
the title piece of Van Morrison's latest offering, The Healing Game. Healing is a theme that Van has visited in his past with songs like Until We Get the Healing Done and The Healing Has Begun and Did Ye Get Ye Healed? Van writes out a first-hand experience from various past misunderstandings of his music, shoddy treatment from record companies, and the personal hurts in his life. A song which touches on this in a humorous way from The Healing Game is It Once Was My Life.
It originally came from as a record cover that Bang Records put out. They keep putting out, like every year they were putting out like another yet another compilation of the same 12 tracks or the same 18 tracks mixed in, or you know, subtracting and adding and on and on and on. And they put out this one time called This Is Where I Came In. So I was looking at this cover, This Is Where I Came In, and I thought, that's not where I came in at all. It's got a picture of me with a guitar, and I was standing beside a yellow cab on a street in New York, and they called it This Is Where I Came In. So it isn't where I came in. I came in way, way before that, and I came in Belfast. That's where I came in. And they're giving people wrong interpretations. So that's how that song started, That Once Was My Life. You know, how, you know, over the years with various, like, myths and the press, everything gets sort of sidetracked, and there's this little mythology here, little mythology there. You know, people are putting out a version of you that's not true.
Little people on the sidewalks.
Sidewalks.
Running down the
avenues.
But sitting outside in cafes.
Cafes.
We were looking for the muse.
For the muse.
When I was locked in by the system. Where no freedom is the rule. Now I spend all my time.
All my time.
Just trying to make it understood.
Understood.
It once was my life.
Was my life.
That's what everybody said.
Everybody said.
How the things I used to do.
Used to do.
Yeah, the people that were friends.
That were friends.
I've got to make it mean something. At the end of the day. It once was my life.
Was my life.
They can't take that away.
That away.
Trials and tribulation. And stupidity still rules. Sometimes it looks like I'm on a ship of fools. It once was my life.
Was my life.
When my message was just the street.
Just the
street. It became something else.
Something else.
And now I'm incomplete.
Incomplete.
I'm just trying to get back the wind. Somebody please shed some light. It used to be my life.
Be my life.
It used to be uptight.
Be uptight.
Feels like I'm still on a ship of fools. I'm back here on the boats. I can hear the engines roar. Everybody's got to pay. Some people got to pay more. Well, you can tell the people anything. You like. It used to be so simple. it used to be my life. Everything's thing's so complicated. Just to speak or use a phone. Some people try to use me. Just cause they don't have their own. Don't know who's around the corner. Trying to sell me some more tripe. It used to be my life. It used to be my life. It used to be my life. It used to be my life.
It Once Was My Life from the latest Van Morrison CD, The Healing Game. We'll go forward into the past when Up Close returns to the Media America radio airwaves.
Great music can give you the motivation to handle any challenge thrown your way. That's why we're here, 92.9 WBPM.
Up Close now takes you back to Van Morrison's beginnings in 1946. He was born at 125 Hindford Street in Belfast, Ireland. The music he heard as a child included Sonny Terry, Muddy Waters, Hank Williams, Lead Belly, John Lee Hooker, and of course, the music that he would hear on street corners around his home. His father bought Van his first guitar at the age of 12. He started playing professionally as soon as he was out of school at 15. His first group was called the Thunderbirds. After playing air bases in England and clubs in Germany, Van Morrison formed the group Them in Belfast and wrote a song that would become a rock standard played by fledgling bands all over America, Gloria. According to its writer, it was actually born of a different lineage.
It was conceived of an R&B song in the style of Muddy Waters' Bo Diddley. And that's how it was conceived. It always was to me. R&B, it wasn't rock, so I mean, if it became that, then you know, that's something else. I think when the Shadows of Night, a group called the Shadows of Night, something did it, it became more poppy or whatever, but it certainly wasn't intent, you know, it wasn't written as a rock song. It was written as like straight out of the Chicago thing, you know. To me, it's not rock.
I tell you about now, baby, you know, she comes around. Door. And then she come to my room. That's make me feel alright.
From the album Them featuring Van Morrison, that was Gloria. Them was short-lived and fell apart in 1966.
Well, I was sort of wanted to get more into, you know, developing songs and arrangements and all this. And, you know, that didn't seem to be what was happening with that particular band.
After Them disbanded, Van went back to work in Belfast writing songs and doing demos. He got a call from America to do a couple of singles and wound up recording for producer Burt Burns and his label, Bang Records. One of the songs he recorded was Brown Eyed Girl.
During those times, you didn't have this thing about albums. People didn't really actually go in the studio to make an album. They just made singles. So like Brown Eyed Girl, like that was a single, and that sort of, you know, set me up on this, you know, it got me through, you know, that particular next step, you know, from sort of being part of a group into a solo act. So it was put me through that first lesson.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey hey, skipping and a jumping. Morning fog with all our hearts that thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl, and you, my brown eyed girl. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la.
From 1967, Van Morrison's Brown Eyed Girl. Van was able to escape from Bang Records and landed on the Warner Brothers label. One thing he couldn't escape was the label that was hung on his music.
I didn't really want to be in the rock and roll scene, so I decided, well, I have to do an album, you know, that's just really singing and songs and is about something and isn't rock and roll, because, you know, I want to get out of the rock and roll scene. So what happened was I did that album.
That album was Astral Weeks.
And I did get out of the rock and roll scene to a certain extent. Then the critics started saying it was a rock album, right? And it's obvious to anybody with two ears, there's no rock and roll in that album at all. Right, so this was sort of it's a bit strange in the first place, because I get these reviews and it's a great rock album. And I thought, I mean, they're good reviews and all that, but the whole point of it was not to make a rock album, and now they're saying it's a rock album. So it was like trying to put that together is a bit puzzling. So I say in interviews it's not a rock album, but nobody listened anyway. Further on down the line, I realized that it was a success, the album, musically and creatively, right? But at the same time, I was starving. So I was in a situation where I was up against the wall because I didn't have any money. And critical acclaim is one thing, but I mean, you know, money's something else.
Well, I'm caught one more time up on Cypress Avenue. Caught one more time up on Cypress Avenue. And I'm conquered in a car seat. Nothing that I can do. I may go crazy before that mansion on the hill. I may go crazy before that mansion on the hill. But my heart keeps beating faster. Yeah, my feet can't keep still. And have the little girl drop something on the way back home from school. Every time I try to speak, my tongue gets tied. Every time I try to speak, my inside shakes just like a leaf on a tree. I think I'd go walk by the river with my cherry wine. I believe I'd go walking by the river with my cherry wine. If I pass the rumbling station where the lonesome engine driver's pine, oh, wait a minute, Lord, there come my lady. Rainbow rains in her hair.
Cypress Avenue from Astral Weeks, an album that was recorded over a period of 48 hours in New York during the summer of 1968, and to this day is critically acclaimed as a creative breakthrough. The man turns to jazz when the fantabulous Van Morrison Up Close comes running back.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon.
We have a pretty amazing website. It's loaded with all kinds of great things, but you can't use it to pay your bills, and it cannot be used to order a pizza, and you definitely can't use it to share that video of your kid in the school play. But it does all kinds of other stuff. 929-WBPM.com.
Thanks for tuning into the Media America Radio Network for Van Morrison Up Close. I'm Dan Neer. Though Astral Weeks got the critical notices, it didn't put bread on the table. In the autumn of 1969, Van Morrison started to write songs that would feed him for the rest of his life. In February of 1970, he released Moondance.
With Astral Weeks, I think that was a breakthrough for me creatively. But then again, I didn't have any particular rapport with those musicians outside of that, and they didn't really, they were, you know, session jazz musicians who worked in another area that I couldn't sort of take and say, well, you're my band sort of thing, let's do this. But then when I found these other group people who I could use live and on the album, so that was more of an ideal situation. We could use them live and you could use them on the album, and it worked. So I'd say that would be the Moondance album.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a Moondance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. Yet all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more dance with you, my love? Can I make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
Dance from the album of the same name. You're tuned to Van Morrison Up Close. A short 9 months after the Moondance CD came Van Morrison, his band, and the street choir.
I remember that period is very, very intense, a lot happening. I was doing a lot of gigs, a lot of traveling, recording. I mean, it was just a very, very intense period. There was certainly no myth, you know. So I was just working constantly, and I was doing 2 albums a year plus tours as well.
Go on and discuss it. Think it's time for a change. You may get disgusted. Start thinking that I'm strange. Kids are going to ground. Get some heavy rest. Never have to worry about what is worst or what is best. Do it. Oh, Domino. All right. Romeo, Romeo. There you go. Lord have mercy. I said, oh. that just meant it didn't call. Oh, fancy buster, that depends on wherever you're at. Or, and if you never hear from me, that just means I would rather not. Oh, Domino, all right. Romeo, why, Romeo, there you go. Lord,
Domino from Van Morrison, his band and the street choir. That song peaked at number 9 on the U.S. charts. One of the common mistakes a listener can make when hearing music is to assume that the person in the song is the same as the person singing the song. Here's Van Morrison.
Back in the old days of Tin Pan Alley, they had guys that, you know, who just wrote songs, right? And then if you were a singer, you know, you got submitted songs to you and you went through them, and if your manager or your producer liked them, they'd go, well, we think this is the song, or blah, blah, blah. And they were only, like, making singles, you know. Now, as the thing progressed, at some point, with Bob Dylan, the Beatles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, people started to write their own songs. Now, all that changed. But, you know, it doesn't mean, because it changed, that every time someone writes a song, it's about them or it's about their personal lives. Where this has gone way over the top. I mean, this is from the 60s period. You know, everyone was reading into everything. But writing songs is not like that. It's a job like every other job. Only what happened was that the people that were singing the songs also took over the job of writing the songs as well. And that's all that changed. But this thing about songs being, you know, about you all the time, it's absolutely absurd.
Complete when you walk out on the street.
Night from 1971's Tupelo Honey. Van Morrison. Up Close.